Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
If I'm moving a little slower today.
Yeah.
We had Christmas dinner last night.
You had Christmas dinner last night? What do you mean?
So we traditionally have a standing rib roast that's become a family tradition for Christmas time. And Christmas Day was a travel day for us.
Yeah.
We did our traditional soups. But I would, on the 25th, usually would be at Greg and Maria's house.
Yeah.
For scalloped potatoes and green beans wrapped in prosciutto, fresh from the oven rolls, and a standing rib roast that takes all day to cook. You put it in, you blast it with some heat, it's caked in salt and pepper and garlic, and then you just keep the oven closed, turn it off, and let it slow roast.
Slow roasting all day long, and the house smells amazing.
It does. And we didn't get that this year. So Shannon made Christmas dinner all day yesterday.
Yeah. Because it takes all day.
Yeah. So we had a friend over because you can't eat that much food with two people.
No.
And we had a little mini Christmas dinner.
How fun.
It was great.
So like, did you keep all the Christmas stuff up?
No. Basically the menu was Christmas Day, but that was it.
Okay.
There's no other attachment to the holidays.
The vibe was Christmas, but it wasn't on the nose Christmas.
No. Everything's been packed up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the house has been un-Christmased. De-Christmased?
Because I know that we're on that line now where it's like, well, it should probably be out of here, but there are some people, you know, it's still kind of lingering.
Yeah. And part of Shannon's job is to help do gifts for companies. And some places haven't had their holiday party yet.
Right.
Right.
Because you do it in January.
Exactly.
Why make
so that's still
busy?
Going on. And I'll tell you, the thing that I really, really enjoyed about all throughout the Caribbean, they really celebrate the holiday. And I think it's because partially they're such a tourist area.
Yeah.
But we were on the ship from Christmas Day on, right?
Yes.
And seeing holiday decorations even into the new year, which was cool.
Which you said that, like, being stranded then in Puerto Rico, you got to go to a mall and see what that was like. And they were celebrating Three Kings Day,
which was...
people actually dressed up and you could go hang out with them.
Like, 3 or 4 days after. Which, by the way, if I can't get a job as a mall Santa, I can get a job as one of the wise men.
Exactly. It is so up your alley. We should make it a bigger thing because wouldn't that be fun to kind of... like, if the kids are still off anyway for Christmas
vacation.
It
gives even the mall a reason not to tear stuff down right away.
Yeah.
It was a little weird to see the Three Kings and Santa's sleigh.
Right.
I'll give you that. But it worked. It still worked.
What's going on? Why are those three dudes all piled in Santa's
sleigh? That's fine. We're just kind of...
It's going to take some time. But you can make transitions for
stuff.
Like just this year, you and I suddenly noticed like, whoa, the Grinch kind of like moved his way into Santa's throne. Like it's possible.
You've kind of had... you know, an elf wave. You've had a Grinch wave.
Uh-huh.
Why not an extension of the holidays?
Right.
That's number one. And then number two, add that Three Kings component.
And it's afterwards. It's nice to kind of just keep the celebration going. I agree.
It's
I'm
not
here for it.
All in, right? It's not like the hustle and bustle of holidays. It's a little less.
No.
But it still acknowledges.
And you can go and do returns and, you know, take the time.
Yes.
Take the time.
And the mall had little pop-up shops around that area. It was great. We had a great time.
Perfect.
Holiday decorations were still up in the town. The lights were still lit.
I don't know how we make it happen, but I think that can be something that we can try to take into the coming years.
You know, talk to the people who plan these things.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Hello.
At an area mall or shopping vicinity.
Hey guys, we have an idea.
We have an idea. Here, PowerPoint.
Please hear us out. Yes, we will make a PowerPoint.
We will have a PowerPoint.
We'll do it. And we're getting into that time where we're getting ready for the big game, Super Bowl.
Yes.
And all of the ads and all of the stuff around the actual game. I have no idea who's going to play the game.
We're what? T-minus probably 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yes.
We
still have 2 more weeks of football to even find out who's playing.
Exactly.
Right?
It's so early for the actual football, but we are ready for Bad Bunny, right? We are ready for the commercials.
Yeah.
We just got a teaser trailer from Pringles. But they've done some really big storyline ad campaign stuff.
2 years was basically the campaign when you get your hand caught in the Pringles container,
yeah.
I think.
What
kind
happens
of a variation
then?
On a theme.
I think this year they're going, it looks like maybe Valentine's Day, but I'll tell you who they're using and what the big concept
is.
We got a little teaser from them
yesterday.
Oh,
they also had like those mustaches disappearing. Was that last? Yeah.
2 years? I don't remember.
I vaguely remember.
You have to come up with a big concept and a big storyline, right? And get people ready for your ad that you're spending
millions of dollars. I mean, it's the Super Bowl of commercials.
Exactly.
If you're a commercial maker, this is your big day.
All the chips are in, right?
Yeah. And pun intended.
Pun intended, exactly. So we'll see how the chips fall on that one. And then we've got to talk about snacks as well. We're getting ready for just watching the game. You got to stock up. You got to make sure you have all the things. So the folks at Instacart kind of analyzed groceries from the past couple of years and what they see an increase in, a spike in for the shopping weekend getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Okay, so it's not the day of.
It's not the day of.
It's about 2 or 3 days before.
Yeah.
Because the game's always on a Sunday.
Yeah, and what are the things, and this isn't like a dip. It's not the foods that we eat at our Super Bowl party, but what are the grocery store items that we need to have a Super Bowl party?
So am I thinking things like beer, or am I thinking more along the lines of we need a bag of ice? And we need bowls.
Bag of ice and bowls.
Paper towels.
All the things that you need.
Yeah.
Those food items that, you know, you put it together and you make a something.
Sure.
What are the things that we need when we're going grocery shopping for Super Bowl weekend? Cream cheese. Cream cheese is a good one.
Thank you.
Cream cheese is not in the top 10.
It's not.
It's got to be on the list.
It binds everything together. It's like the cream of mushroom soup.
Guys, how are we going to keep all the dips together then? I don't.
Cream cheese is not on the list.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But think, what are you going to get in the dip?
Are chips on the list?
Chips are on the list.
Tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips, number one.
Yeah, okay.
Potato, number two.
Fair enough.
That is fair.
Yes.
Number three is a condiment.
Mustard.
No.
Ranch.
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 Yes, thank you.
Ranch. Ranch.
Ranch. I think it's funny because we got like salsa and diced tomatoes because like maybe you're just like buying salsa or maybe you're going to make a fresh salsa on your own. But number seven surprised me.
Do you have avocados on there? Nobody's making guac?
Okay, there should be avocados before this vegetable.
Celery?
Nope.
Carrots?
You're never going to guess this one.
Tomatoes?
It's scallions.
What?
Like, what?
Scallions?
Scallions. They're like, I don't get it either, but apparently, you
like
know.
Like, if you're making a baked potato dip.
You're probably going to put, like, the green onions on there.
May I beg you this? Sour cream or bacon bits? Is that even in the list?
Not in the top 10.
Who's shopping? You know what it is, though? Most of what I'm naming, you probably already have in your fridge.
Maybe.
You don't keep scallions around.
Exactly. That's a fresh item.
Yes.
And if I'm going to put the green part on top, I need those fresh.
Yeah.
So I got to get them that weekend.
As a person, though, who uses a shopper,
yeah.
I don't. I love going to a grocery store. You don't have time.
I do not care for it all.
You have to tell me that most people don't know what a scallion is. What I want to know what's not instead of scallions, what's coming to the bag instead?
Or if they didn't have it, like,
couldn't find a scallion.
Sorry, so I got you a
instead.
You have no idea what a scallion is.
I got you a
sweet
potato.
What? No,
right?
No,
right?
No. That's not an appropriate substitution.
Somebody's Instacarting scallions and then counting on the person to know what a scallion is. I don't think that's a good idea.
Don't worry, it has pictures.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Getting excited for another great night of activities for me and my kiddos. Tonight, we've got a basketball game. We've got a dance class. And the Girl Scouts are getting together.
That's all tonight?
All just tonight. It's so fun. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah, we're covering all of our bases tonight. But I'm excited for Girl Scouts tonight. It's a special session. Usually we have like a Monday meeting, but we skipped our Monday meeting this month because we have a very special meeting at the Cedar Rapids Public Library on the west side. They have a makers space, and we're going to explore the makers space, specifically looking into the wonderful world of sewing. And then a note to follow, so I believe.
Tea? Will there be tea and jam and bread?
I'm going to ask for it. They should have some. It's the library, right? Go to the space and get me some. Make it. I am excited because the girls wanted to learn how to do this because with Girl Scouts, they get these vests and then they have these badges. Mm-hmm. And the badges, sometimes they're supposed to be an iron-on badge. But sometimes the stickiness and the iron, and the, it just doesn't work. And then you lose your badge. And so we thought it would be a good life skill for them to learn how to do a little bit of sewing. And I do know how to sew, like needle pulling thread. I can put on a button. I can fix a little tear if two pieces of like the sweater suddenly aren't together. I can put those things back together.
Can you hem a pant?
I cannot, because that would require me getting behind a sewing machine.
Is this what the kids are using?
And the kids will be learning how to use a sewing machine. And
yes.
I am not a sewing machiner. Mechanic. I always break a sewing machine, dude. I remember going back to like, my mom has one. She tried to teach me. I can kind of get it, but I have to have somebody watching me. We made pajama pants in like home ec in middle school or early high school or something. And I
broke it?
The machine is fine, but and I made the pants, but I did something wrong to where like the pants just kind of give you a permanent wedge. And to get the grade, I had to, you know, like model them for her. And I was like, they're so comfortable. And I like had to hold my body in a way that
I never turned around.
Please don't look at my body. I don't
Why is your trapper keeper back there, Claire?
Don't worry about it. It's because they're so great. Because the booty of these pants are wonderful and I love them. I'm not great with the sewing machine. I don't know how I get it wrong. I know how to sew, but I can't use the machine.
Do you think they're going to let the adults try too, or just the kids tonight?
I'm going to focus on it's about the kids. Let's keep the focus on the kids.
I just don't want you to have like some post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's what I'm worried about.
Because you start, here, jugga, 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 jugga. Right, is that needle going up and down, up and down, up and down?
No screaming tonight. No screaming.
If you do need a little bit of a cathartic release.
Yes.
Have you watched the documentary I'm making?
I have not. No, I have an agreement with my children. Once they can kind of get up to speed, then we can watch it together.
The emotional release I was looking for in the episode is in the documentary.
It's in there?
They give you 2 minutes of the table read of the final episode. Mm-hmm. So let me set the scene for you. That entire cast knows this is the last time they're ever going to do this.
Yes.
And this is the first times they are reading the words on the page.
So
they don't know. They don't know their storylines. They don't know how things are going to end. And you are just watching them cry as they start reading that fight. And the Duffer Brothers are there. Sean Levy is also bawling. It is so moving because it shows you how human it is.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the day, these are just what we're kids who grew up with and kind of nerdy acting. Like one of the kids in his curtain speech, because all of the actors give a speech on their last day of filming. When he was hired, he didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
They became his family. It was so, like, that's what I wanted from that final episode.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to get it. I promise. You have to watch the making of. It's also fascinating the amount, more work went into these TV shows than go into movies.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of special effects and, like, monsters and.
And the Duffer Brothers are, again, coming out of being 80s kids, special effects were pretty new then. You didn't do a lot on computers, so they use a lot of old-time camera tricks.
Yes.
So much stuff is just made out of foam. You'll love it. You will love the making of season 5.
I've got to watch this thing.
And you will cry.
Yes.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Lincoln County Board of Supervisors approving that final reading a rezoning application for the Duane Arnold Energy Center. So the facility, if and when operational, it would probably be 2029, will be run by Next Era Energy. They have an agreement with Google to purchase the power to support expanding cloud and AI infrastructure in Iowa, but we got a long ways to go. Need approval next from the state and the federal levels. Two more shows announced yesterday for our state fair. We got the bookends. We got the front and the back.
What are you going to start with, the front or the back?
Which one do you want to start with, the caboose or the engine?
This is hard.
Start with the caboose.
Caboose.
Yeah. So the last 2 years, it's been Kids Bop. This year, Christian music star Josiah Queen will be playing Sunday, August 23rd.
Okay.
Opening up the fair will be Hardy, Thursday, August 13th.
Whoa.
Yes. So those are your first and last shows. We have Lainey Wilson in there, Rod Stewart in there, and that's what's been announced so far. Tickets for those two shows go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. What's got us feeling all right? A dog was stranded near a riverbank along the Iowa River. So if you could picture a high-sloped riverbank,
yeah,
and then just a little bit of grass for the dog to kind of stand on,
uh-huh.
and the only other option is the water. Dog didn't have anywhere to go.
Poor dog.
So the Marshalltown Police Department surveilled with a drone, pinpointed him. Water's moving a little fast. Who does water rescue? Fire department.
Okay.
Fire department jumps into action, rescues the dog. The dog is now in the capable hands of the Animal Rescue League of Iowa.
Oh, good. He's okay.
So it was interesting to read this story. It's like dogs saved by first responders. And just the other day, we were talking about how you and I would be last responders.
We would not be the first people to call, yeah.
I think if it's for a dog, I might actually leave my post and go running.
You wouldn't say, oh, yeah, I'll be right there in 4 hours.
4 hours. No, the problem for me, though, is I would see that river water and still think I could swim across and get them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and forget about how cold it is. And yeah.
Just, yeah, yes. It's moving. That's a moving body of water. That's
yeah.
not the smartest thing. But a great ending to that story from Marshalltown. That's got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Two words you've been waiting to hear for some time. Ladies and gentlemen, Gown Town is back.
Yes, a Z102.9 tradition for many, many years where we get prom dresses. We put them all in one location and we tell area high school students that are going to prom that you can come shop. You can find a dress, maybe some shoes, maybe some jewelry, and you can take that for free.
Now, you know how the thing runs. We've done it for years.
Yes.
We are in a new location. On a new date.
Yes.
And if anything you take from this moment in time, those are the two most important things right now, because we don't want you showing up at the wrong location on the wrong day. Take it from a guy who got married on a Friday and we had people show up on Saturday.
That would be bad,
yes.
Right? You need to know where you're going, which this year, new location. We are at Knoll Ridge Christian Church in Cedar Rapids.
New date. We are on a Saturday this year, February 21st. Time frame, how the day's going to run, that'll follow as we've done in the past. But Knoll Ridge Christian Church, make sure you've got that noted in Cedar Rapids, Saturday, February 21st, Gown Town. Now, the next question we always get logically is, when and where do we make those donations? That announcement coming soon.
All of that is coming. But for right now, if you are a high school student, you know a high school student, you have some sort of connection to a high school student who is going to prom, put the date in your calendar, Saturday, February 21st.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, a little more information on what the heck happened with Kiefer Sutherland and his Uber driver the other night. We know that it included a death threat. Police told TMZ that Kiefer was having dinner with a friend on Sunday night. He called for an Uber Black, and he asked for them to take him home. Somewhere along the way, Kiefer asked the driver to stop and let him out. I don't know if like he didn't feel safe or what the circumstances are, because he has said nothing about this. The driver refused several times to let him off. And so Kiefer then allegedly threatened to kill the driver. That's when the driver called police and said that he had been attacked. Now, he never still does not claim to have any injuries.
So he's been verbally attacked.
Yes, yes. But Kiefer was arrested on the felony charge for making a criminal threat. And interestingly, the source also revealed that it could have been that this was all just a misunderstanding. TMZ claims that the driver either spoke Russian or Armenian, but there needed to be a translator at the LAPD for the person to make their statement.
So to understand, let me out.
Yes.
For probably good reasons.
Yes. It could have all just been a simple misunderstanding.
And then, you know, I've tried... You and I have had conversations like we're not getting each other, and
yes.
You just get a little bit of frustration just building inside of you.
What do you not understand about what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, and it just escalated.
I mean,
so,
that's a boiling point, though.
Yeah. I mean, the fact, but then he got that it was a death threat. I don't know. So we'll have to have this. They're going to need to have a full conversation.
Yes.
Right? To make sure everybody understands exactly what happened. Okay. We all know and love Matthew McConaughey. He has some very unique, iconic catchphrases, and now some of them are trademarked. All right, all right, all right. Has been granted a trademark. Now, the idea behind it is that he wants to protect his voice and his likeness from being taken by AI, basically.
Because the way it works is AI listens to a variety of lines and phrases from what all of his bodies of work.
Yep.
And then it can basically recreate, and then you can make it say anything to sound like him.
Exactly.
So I guess you start by hands off these.
Don't touch these.
Don't touch these.
These are mine. His lawyers applied for the trademark back in December of 2023, but it just got approved last month. He actually tried to get several of these, but the specific trademark for All Right, All Right, All Right.
Right, right, right.
It has to consist of a man saying, all right, all right, all right, wherein the first syllable of the first two words is at a lower pitch than the second syllable, and the first syllable of the last word is at a higher pitch than the second syllable. Can you imagine sitting down with a group of lawyers like, well, how do you want us to trademark this? Well, it's the way that I say it.
Ba, 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 ba.
Nobody else can say it like that. There's also a couple of different clips of Matthew McConaughey just sitting on a porch, a 3-second clip of him sitting in front of a Christmas tree. I think that's just to protect the image, right?
Sure, yep.
And then there's also audio saved of him saying, just keep living.
Now, the legal, I don't have a legal part of my brain, but
no, yeah.
I want to investigate further. Both of those lines were uttered in a movie.
In the same movie.
Which is also copywritten and trademarked and owned and rights granted by and who and
right, because that was a character in that movie.
Yes.
But he has the trademark.
And
for
remind me,
himself.
I think All Right was improvised, but Just Keep Living was in the script. So this is just,
unless Just Keep Living was in the script and like LIVIN
what
was
a legal
not,
web.
Because technically he did not get that clip from the movie. It's just audio of him saying Just Keep Living, right? I mean, what are we gonna do? So it's
good on
not,
those lawyers for figuring this out.
Technically the line from the movie, but it's close. So it's interesting though. Like, and smart too, if you gotta protect yourself and this is the way how, do it. Okay, we all get excited for the big game coming up in February. No one more so probably than our advertisers, who need to come up with some big concepts and some big stuff to throw at us during all of the commercials that they're paying big bucks to get us to buy things. Now begins the season of teaser trailers for commercials that you're going to see during the Super Bowl.
I can't believe it's a commercial for a commercial.
That we've come to this. I know. The people at Pringles have done some pretty far out concepts in the last couple of years. This year, it looks like they are working with Sabrina Carpenter. They released a teaser with Sabrina holding a flower that appears to be made completely out of Pringles potato chips, and she's picking petals or Pringles off of the flower.
Like a loves me, loves me not?
Exactly.
Is the he Mr. Pringle?
That's my question. Is Sabrina Carpenter falling in love with the Pringles can guy? I don't know, but we're going to find out February 8th. When we see the full clip.
Super Bowl Sunday.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Anytime you have a little bit of crisis and you need somebody to kind of help you deliberate who's right, who's wrong, the Morning Scramble is here with Jury in a Hurry.
Just shoot us an email, scramble@kzia.com. You can always text in to Producer Ben at 200-1029. This coming from an office, although the name of the company has been erased, redacted, and we've changed the names to protect the innocent.
Exactly. Kim gave us this scenario that went down at her office place. So Katie sits at the front desk of the office. She decorates the front desk with seasonal items. She has fake colorful flowers that people always think are real, but they're not. She makes the front desk look warm and inviting, and she does not have a green thumb, hence the fake flowers, and she admits that she kills everything, not on purpose. Kathy loves plants. She has a green thumb, and Kathy brought in a beautiful green plant and put it on Kathy's desk for everybody to enjoy. However, Kathy travels a lot for work, and so she is seldom in the office. The question before our court today, who's responsible for taking care of the plant that currently sits on Katie's desk?
So we need to decide if that's Kathy's obligation who put the plant there.
Yes.
Or Katie's obligation because it's Katie's workspace.
Yes.
And it was kind of given to Katie.
Gifted, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's clearly Kathy's responsibility.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it was Kathy's idea in the first place to put the plant there. Kathy also knows her coworkers and knows her own work schedule, and that is a bonehead move, Kathy. You can't just put a burden on another person, specifically another coworker, just because that's where you want to see the plant when you walk in every day. If you wanted to keep that plant alive, if you wanted to have that plant to brighten up the office, Kathy, put it at Kathy's desk, Kathy. Kathy, that is not Katie's responsibility. That was a bad thing to give to Katie. Kathy, it's your fault the plant is dead.
No, it's not. It's Katie's responsibility. It was a gift. And sometimes gifts come with responsibilities. If, like, you give the kids a puppy, what are you going to do? Not take care of the puppy just because the kids aren't taking care of? Like, no, you have to take care of the gift. It is your responsibility. Not taking care of it on purpose. Letting a poor, innocent plant. The plant didn't ask for this, by the way. So what are you going to do? Are you going to commit murder? Plant murder? I don't think so.
If you're given a plant, it's a funeral, period. End of story. Never give a plant as a gift. Kathy,
why would you give
call.
It for a funeral?
Because there's plenty of people there who will go, oh, that was a lovely gesture. I'll take it from you.
It was a lovely gesture on Kathy's part. And Kathy did a kindness to the whole office. Katie should repay that kindness by at least attempting to take care of the plant to the best of your ability. If you need questions, if you need any but backup, whatever, Kathy would be happy to help you. But you need
Kathy's
to
Kathy's never there.
You need to take care of the plant, Katie.
All right, we are clearly divided, just like this office.
Whew.
Who's responsible for taking care of that damn plant? I say it's Kathy. She started the whole thing by putting it on the desk. If you're calling for me, it's Kathy's fault. Dancing Eric Hansen, Team Kathy.
If you're Team Katie with me, it's Katie's gift. It's her responsibility. Take care of your gift, Katie.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, Z102.9, who's responsible for taking care of that plant? Kathy, who gave it, or Katie, who received it?
I think Claire made the best argument when she first started for you.
Oh, for me?
No! Yeah, because you said that she was not good at taking care of plants, had all of these plastic stuff. Because that's what she does.
Know
she
your territory.
Doesn't like the regular plant.
Thank you. All right, a vote for me by way of Claire.
It's so close.
Jury to hurry. We got a dead plant. Whose fault is it? Is it Kathy's fault who originated the whole thing or Katie who was supposed to take care of it?
Kathy.
It's Kathy's fault, Claire.
Come on! Katie should be taking care of this thing.
Jury to hurry. We got a dead office plant. Whose fault is it? Is it Kathy's fault or Katie?
Kathy, because she gave the gift to someone who she knows cannot take care
of
plants.
She's not good at taking care of plants.
Come on, people.
It's a bad decision.
Katie was given the plant.
Thank you, caller. All right, let's go back to the telephones. Hey, jury in a hurry, we got this dead office plant. Whose fault is it, Kathy or Katie?
I would say Katie for sure.
Katie, that's on your side,
she's
Claire.
She's supposed to be taking care of it. She's responsible for it. Thank you, juror.
Jury in a hurry, dead office plant. Who's in charge or whose fault is it? The woman who gave the plant or the person who received the plant?
Kathy.
Kathy, that's 100%. Me, the woman who gave the plant. Thank you so much, caller. Jury in a hurry, we got a dead office plant. Whose fault is it? Is it Kathy, the person that gave it, or Katie, the person who was supposed to take care of it?
So Claire used the argument about puppies. Kids want puppies. Katie didn't want a plant.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, Katie didn't want this burden!
Dang it! Okay, so I'm going to put a vote for Kathy in that column.
Thank you very much. Jury in a hurry, dead office plant. Who's at fault? The giver or the recipient? Kathy or Katie?
The recipient. If you get it as a gift, it's your responsibility from then on.
Thank you. Some common sense, finally.
I've got it looks like a 5-2. Do you concur?
5-2, concur.
Jury in a hurry, we got a dead office plant. We got to find out who's at fault. Is it the person who gave the plant named Kathy or the person who received the gift named Katie?
What say you, juror?
My son and I say it's Kathy that's at fault.
All right, we'll put that down as a one vote,
okay,
but from one telephone comes
boy.
One vote. Okay,
one.
I just need one more vote to prove to you that this is Kathy's fault, hands down.
I need a couple more people who are correct in saying it's Katie's fault. Come forward and support me.
This could be the deciding vote for me. During a hurry, dead office plant. Who's at fault? Kathy, who gave the plant, or Katie, who is supposed to take care of it?
Katie,
that's one for you, Claire.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's your gift. It's your responsibility.
During a hurry, we got a dead office plant. Who's at fault? The person who gave it, Kathy, or the person who received it, Katie?
Kathy!
No! Yes!
I was so close to a comeback.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.